As we hear the first 9 verses of Psalm 44, we are reminded of the many ways Israel believed God had helped them in the distant past, both economically and politically. The psalmist also acknowledges that God's people had remained faithful to their God and believed in God's deliverance. But, starting in verse 10, the poet enumerates ways in which he believes God's assistance is no longer been available. He essentially says, God, now you are far off rather than close at hand. Now our enemies have taken all our goods. They have consumed our lives like sheep. We are scattered among the heathen. People laugh at us losers and at our foreign ways. We are filled with shame. These words have suggested to some scholars that Psalm 44 was written not long after the ruling classes of Judah were utterly defeated and taken to Babylon. Starting in verse 18, the psalmist declares that even though God obviously has forsaken us, we have not forsaken our God. Even though, verse 22, which St. Paul quotes in Romans, even though for thy sake also we are killed all the day long and are counted as sheep appointed to be slain. Verse 23 opens the poem's final section, asking God to wake up, spring into action as in the days of old. The music becomes quite dramatic at this point. As I listen to today's psalm, I reflect both on how these words could well have described how the wealthy, educated, and priestly classes of Jews suffered during their initial years of captivity, after they had lost absolutely everything, their beloved temple, the Ark of the Covenant, all their libraries, houses, businesses, workers, everything. Even so, they did not switch from the worship of Yahweh to that of the gods of the victorious Babylonians. Instead, they remained steadfast in their faith. But as I hear these words, I am also reminded that if ever things go badly for us, we can draw inspiration from these words so that we too remain faithful to our God, even when we do not understand God's ways or why things have unfolded in such a hostile manner.